sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in the winter wonderland.
Hello, everyone. Hey, 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 hey.
Over the ground.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays to everyone. Thank you for calling. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. Our co-host will be on in a minute. That is Johnny Mathis, back in the 50s, walking in the winter wonderland. His biggest hit was Chances Are. Big, big hits. He is considered one of the three or five best male singers in the world. That's Johnny Mathis. Grew up in San Francisco. Great athlete in high school. He was gay and not afraid to say it. He was really ahead of his time in so many ways. His songs were super, and that's Johnny Mathis. We'll have this very song at the end of the show for as long as possible. We'll try to end the show a little early and make you hear the whole song. It's a great song, and he is a great, great singer. All right. For the next few weeks through December, we're going to be doing a lot of work on Christmas. How to prepare for it mentally, physically, in every way. The diet, exercise, and we're going to get deep into the mind, stress, how to avoid it, how to avoid being depressed, talking about the drinking, the addictions, and just, you know, this whole country has gone to pot, and it gets worse during Christmas time. So we're going to talk about that every show from here on. And then towards the end of the month and the beginning of January, we're going to get into goals for the new year. All right, let's introduce our co-host, Divine. Are you there?
I am. Hey, Bobby. How are you doing?
Oh, great. I'm just happy to be here with you and doing this show.
Good. Happy holidays to everyone out there, and welcome to Let's Create a Better World, the mind-body-spirit connection.
Right. Good, good. Well, okay, and we have a guest today. You, the Dr. Burn Lady, Allison?
Yes, Allison McDermott is going to be with us today. Super excited about innovative technology that one can employ to heal burns very quickly. But I'll do a full bio on her, and when we introduce her, I wanted to talk more about the upcoming shows that we have.
Yes.
So next week is Veronica Gabriel. And Bobby, you want to share on what Veronica is going to share with us next week?
Yes, I do. There's two things she's going to talk about. One is something we haven't had with her yet. And by the way, she's on every first Wednesday of the month and for at least half the show, sometimes more. And she will be talking about how actually her mother was a great spiritualist and who never got upset, stressed, angry. And that was just perfect. She was, of all the 17 kids, she was one of them. She took on what her mother taught her, and she today is the same way. And I really admire that because I am a strong proponent in not letting things get to you, staying happy, staying positive. But this woman tops them all. Veronica Gabriel, next week on the 6th of December. All right. Then you have a guest. We have a guest coming on. Go ahead.
And then the following week, we're going to have Jan Dior. And Jan Dior is a Buteyko practitioner, and she teaches people how to breathe correctly with the Buteyko method. They operate on the premise that we are all over-breathing, so chronic hyperventilation, which is affecting our mind-body-spirit connection. So looking very forward to having Jan come on and how the Buteyko method helps with asthma and allergies, sleep problems, anxiety, and panic attacks, just a plethora of different challenges, physical and mental challenges that we all deal with. So looking forward to that. And then the following week, Bobby?
Yes, well, let me finish on Jan. Jan is an all-arounder. She's going to talk about a lot of things, and I'm really excited because I think that she is great, and she's going to be giving us so much information. Okay, the following week, the 20th of January, this is not 100%, but it's 80% sure, it will have David Cirio on. He was on a year and a half ago. He worked with Dr. Bob Marshall closely. He's a cleanser, an all-around health nutritionist. He is great. I met with him several times, and he is going to talk about, like all our guests, about how to prepare for the holidays mentally, physically, in every way. So, and also his specialty is cleansing. So important. So many people don't know a lot about it, don't do much about it. Cleansing is important to clear the body out and keep new good things inside your body so you can live longer and be healthier. All right, let's see. I guess we've covered everything. Let me think. One more. Yeah, phone number. I'll give you two numbers to give. One, tell your friends so they can hear this show or any show on Progressive Radio Network. A number I'm going to give you right now, it's on your telephone, 712. You know what? Let me give you that in a second. Let's give you the archive number. This is 24 hours a day on the archives. You can listen to any of the shows on Progressive Radio Network, on our show. I'll give you our archive number. The last five shows that we've done are usually on there, 24 hours a day on the phone. And the number to call for that is 701-719-0994. And I'll wait till the end of the show to give you the other number. Okay. Divine, go ahead and take it over.
Okay, perfect. So we want to welcome Allison McDermott, lovingly known as Allie. She's going to be here talking to us today about burn eradication, a project that's going on. Allie is a former RN from the UK, and she became disillusioned with mainstream healthcare to learn more about natural health modalities, traveling extensively in Europe and Canada and the U.S., where she met the fire burn doctor 13 years ago, and she became a student of his work and has witnessed all the medical impossible results on hundreds of people and all kinds of health crises, including herself and her family. So since then, Allie has been traveling and has been helping to get the word out worldwide about the Fireburn Doctor team, and which aims to wipe out the world's statistics on burns and give the public direct physical proof. So welcome, Allie.
Hello, Divine. Hello, Bobby. Thank you for having me on your show. Much appreciated in this holiday times.
Yes, you are very welcome. So I think we should start with, what exactly is the Fireburn Doctor? What does that project do?
Okay, well, it's a free emergency service for burn injuries, that any kind of burn and any kind of thermal accident, where the public can test a technology called SDI, that's subliminal distant influentiality, so long as they call their burn in within the first 30 minutes of the burn accident, and they give their name, their date of birth, their place of birth to the 24-hour line for the emergency response team of the Fireburn Doctor, which, if I may give that number, it's 818-332-6445. That's 818-332-6445. They can ring from anywhere in the world, and they will be then processed with this SDI technology. They can also send a headshot of the person needing help if, say, they came across a burning car and they didn't know the people and a kid got pulled out. They can take a headshot of the person who's been burned and send that through to the Fireburn Doctor team. It's a extraordinary process that's been actually tested in some of the best laboratories and institutes for 36 years in Europe and America. But for the last 11 years, it's been publicly available for the public to be the scientist and test this on their own bodies. It's free. It'll never be charged for, And the consistent result to date on the burn cases who have called in has been that their pain has gone in minutes. Their burn is looking, no matter how severe, it's looking weeks old in a matter of hours. And in the worst case scenarios of third, fourth degree burns, the really severe life-threatening ones, it repairs to the point of no scars and no pigment loss in melanin skin, African-American skin, and it's absolutely unprecedented, and the medical can do nothing close to this. It is a non-medical intervention, and it will always be free, but the tests have been going on now for 11 years. It's been, burn cases have been sent in from 50 states in the U.S., 58 countries worldwide, and people have called within the first 30 minutes, and they've all had that same consistent result. Pain gone in minutes, burn looking weeks old in hours, and no scars or marks afterwards. It's unprecedented. So we want the public to see proof of this. We also want to wipe out the scourge of burns, which is, on a worldwide scale, it is the number one killer of people. Bigger than AIDS, bigger than cancer, burns are off the charts in terms of numbers. And we want the word to get out. We want people to tell their loved ones and their families and their friends, so everybody's got that number and they know to call in the first 30 minutes. So they've already got it in their phone under Burn Doctor, stuck to their refrigerator doors. In case of even a minor burn, call it in. It's your chance to see proof and save yourself or someone else the pain and suffering and disfigurement of what usually happens in burns.
So that's Allison, hi, this is Bobby. Want to let our listeners know. Hi. All right. Our listeners should know that this is Allison McDermott working with the Burn Doctor, and we're going to go continue with this. Allison has done a lot of great work for many years. She's been on radio many, many times. I met her, and she is a phenomenal young woman, keyword young. And I love her work, her dedication. They do this without pay, and it is just phenomenal. Okay, so you mentioned about violence. I want to mention to you how people are getting burned because of all the things going on in the world, of these disasters, violence, wars. A lot of people get burned, so that's one thing. The second thing is, could you elaborate more on the Burn Doctor, how he started, a little more on him, and then go from there?
Yes, the Burn Doctor is a scientist, and also he has three PhDs, and this was more for the purpose of getting in doorways to be able to demonstrate what is actually an ancient science and technology that's resurfaced here in the 21st century that come through the roots of his own people. And actually, all peoples are connected to, but we've had it, it's been removed, lobotomized, if you like, from our cultures. It's he's been able to do this since he was a small child, and he was raised in a matriarchal family that kept these traditions alive through a 9,000-year-long matriarchal lineage that goes right back to Hyperborea. And all our peoples are descendants from the same people. So that this omnipotent intervention, science and technology, it's the basis behind the Vedas, behind the Torah, behind Celtic traditions and Native American traditions. Yet here it is in the 21st century proving itself under the scientific method of the experiment. And in truth, the Fireburn Doctor has only ever produced proofs. He's not selling a new belief or a new message. He's demonstrating proofs. And the Fireburn Doctor tests are the way the public can see these proofs in their own bodies and rescue them from their own pain and suffering in a burn. And he's been tested in some of the best laboratories and institutes of Europe and America, doing tens of thousands of proofs that it's non-medical. It's unfortunately been perceived as something threatening to those systems, which otherwise could learn these tools themselves and use it within their own genres. That's unfortunate. It's he's worked with many, many, many doctors in establishing these proofs, documenting these proofs. But here it is, the scientist in the world at large is the public, and they get to see proof, and they get to spread the word. And just a note on what you said about the increasing burns rate around the world, it's also to do with climate change. We're witnessing desertification of our climate as water leaves the surface, and in its place, fire is taking its place, and the incidence of burns, wildfires, arid conditions that people are now living in, those burns are increasing, and it's almost daily as some of our biosystems are collapsing, so is increasing those rates of people being burned and burn accidents. So he's quite a phenomenon, he really is, and I met him 13 years ago when I saw proof of what he does for private people going to see him on a friend of mine who returned. And I come from a medical background, and I was shocked out of my britches and fell to my knees in tears, in shock at witnessing what happened in just 3 days to a friend of mine. But in the bigger picture, the whole world needs this technology. It can be taught, and it's a bioreparative technology that we've long forgotten from our cultures. So it's a privilege to be able to pass this to the public where they can test it themselves. So that's the exciting stuff about this.
Oh, great. Divine, did you have more that you wanted to get?
Yes, I wanted to see if Allie could share more on the technique itself. Is this a form of energy work, Allie?
Well, it's very hard to give semantics to, but there is I have somewhat of a simple understanding of what's taking place, and people could understand this through the computer model, perhaps. Everything living is in the biocontinuum, or the psychic field, the quantum field that unites all of life, and we're all in it, and we're little individuations within that field, and you could liken each human being to a computer in the World Wide Web. And when there is a virus, the default setting or the original settings of that computer cannot fix or operate within the World Wide Web, and it has a breakdown of functionality. Similarly with what Firebot Burn Doctor is doing, is the quantum field or the biocontinuum is his field of operationality, and he's able to locate the computer or the person with the faulty viral setting. Now, when somebody burns themselves, the pain, even on a little burn, is excruciating, and the mind goes into a sort of chaos that blocks the body being able to restore its default setting and repair the burn. So the mind actually blocks homeostatic processes that would otherwise get on and stop the pain and start healing the burn. So with burns, he's kind of bypassing that because the biocontinuum is more fundamental, and he's able to locate the person needing help just with those basic coordinates or a picture of the person needing the help, and within seconds is bypassing the mind's deleterious overreaction to the burn, whether small or severe, and provoke that default setting or blueprint that then goes into overdrive and fixes the burn. And consistently, regardless of anyone's beliefs, because it's much more fundamental than beliefs, consistently, everybody's experiencing the same thing, even people who don't believe it or are too young to have any beliefs, like young babies and children. They're still getting the same result. So do animals. So it's proof that there is nothing to do with any placebo effect. But his realm of operationality is he has no separation from that biocontinuum. He has no ego. He's able to use tools that we've all been lobotomized from in our original state of human existence, that we need to have reestablished in humanity, and seeing proof of these tools is a great, great hope and confirmation that this is within all of us. And yet here we are, we have someone who has absolutely polished, pristine tools that we all need in terms of our existential continuance on planet Earth. And it's very, it's scientific. The quantum field is acknowledged by Einstein, Carl Jung. It's also spiritual in that the biocontinuum is life itself. It's activity, proof, concrete pudding, if you like, of that life biocontinuum that we've gotten divorced from and unplugged from. And in the bigger picture, that's what is the cessation from divine natural order or natural laws that we've devolved away from that we need to be re-equipped with. So it's proof of something very profound. It's proof of a higher power. It's proof of a higher power accessed, harnessed, and applied to order on in the moment it's needed in an accident with burns. So the public, without ever knowing anything about this guy, can test it themselves. And, I mean, they're flabbergasted. They're shocked out of their britches. It's quite astounding. And for the public, for further reading, if you like, there's a website, fireburndoctor.com. That's all one word, fireburndoctor, full spelling of doctor.com. On there is a video montage testimony piece of public members who tested Fireburn Doctor. And these people are from all walks of life. There's a Russian scientist who works for the government. There's a nurse. There's a an engineer with his own workshop. There's even a court judge and a Hollywood actress, all giving their real names, that testified either having done it for themselves or their loved one right under their noses, and they give video testimony of their experience. And this movie called Rush, which is on the front page of fireburndoctor.com, it's already won awards at the Monaco Film Festival in 2014, and then again in Russia at Sochi in 2016, because it's unprecedented work, documented, and it can do a lot more than burns. But for the first wave of things, people need, for the sake of trust, for the sake of proof, they need to see proof. Rather than even listening to me flapping away, talking away, it's much more important people stick that number down and test it themselves within the first 30 minutes of a burn for themselves or their loved ones. It's a 24-hour response team, and the clerk calls you back within a few minutes and verifies that it's correct data of the person needing help, correct spelling, and then they're right away processed with SDI, which stands for Subliminal Distant Influentiality. Its other name is SDNB, which is Subliminal Distant Neurobypassing, because it is a bypassing of the mind using the biocontinuum. And people can be trained in this. And becoming a student and then becoming a graduate, being able to use this for animals is an extreme privilege. And in this 13-year journey of working alongside the Fireburn Doctor as a volunteer, as unpaid, it's still an ultimate privilege and always the before and after of burns, the before and after of other crises, always makes me cry because it's just absolutely phenomenal and beautiful, and the whole world needs to know.
It is a clear demonstration of the mind-body, spirit connection. But Allie, before we go on, can you give that number again? That one would need to call the 818 number.
Yes. Well, from anywhere in the world, obviously you dial 001, then 818-332-6445. And stick that number in your phone. The website also has details how to use Fireburn Doctor. That's fireburndoctor.com. And it's unprecedented material. This is a first in human history to be able to demonstrate under the noses of the medical, the scientific, alternative communities, proof of that higher power we all ache to be reunited with. So it's exciting stuff, divine stuff.
Ali, this is Bobby again. I really enjoy everything you're saying. I really enjoyed meeting with you. You showed me that video you spoke about. It was phenomenal. Not only some real famous people that vouch for its authenticity, but also there's no question that this is the number one in the world method to cure yourself of burns. And people have cured themselves, and this is just phenomenal. The work you guys do is really phenomenal. We are speaking with Ali McDermott, the works right hand-in-hand with the Fireburn Doctor, and she's been on radio many, many times and knows the inside out of this, and I'm just so happy to have her as a friend and have her on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm Bobby Elias, along with co-host Divine Aubrey. This is Let's Create a Better World. Towards the end of the show, the last 10, 15 minutes, Divine and I were going to talk about Christmas, about how and what all of us can do on what to eat, not eat, the drinking habits, the addictions that people have, the stress and the depressions that people have. Christmas is very bad. As it is, all year round, it's bad. People in this country are getting sicker and sicker and dying more and getting more everything bad. So we'll be doing that. So continuing with our talk with Ali, Ali, go ahead and give us some more information about the things that you think that people need to know about burns and about what to do. And just go ahead with that, and then Divine, I'm sure, has a question or two.
Okay, well, it's simple that everybody is available, can test this for themselves, and it's what one believes. In fact, our beliefs divide us. What we know unites us, and it's important that people know this is here. It's important that people test it conclusively. It's just such concrete unexpected results, you know, for a court judge to put his neck on the line and a famous Hollywood actress to do that also, giving their real names on Rush. Please do check the credits at the end of that film, and you'll see the kinds of doctors that have worked with the Fireburn Doctor. Because there's no one on this earth that doesn't need this. We all need a massive accelerative leap in consciousness, so that we can become again guardians and protectors of Earth instead of destroyers. And that impetus needs reversing. And so in reversing burns, it reverses many other metastasized crises of being unplugged from that divine natural order of mind, body, spirit, community, world. Everything is supposed to be one. We are one in truth, but we need to be conscious of it and functional from it also. It's one thing knowing the concept, but we all need what this guy's doing, and this is a chance for people to see categoric proof and explore further for their own needs. So thank you very much for having me on your show. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate your time, Divine and Bobby, and please, I ask that the listeners give this number to their family and friends, loved ones, post it on Facebook, post it everywhere, abroad, America, wherever. You'll be helping, who knows who you'll be helping, who one day may have an immediate emergency in a severe burn, you know, a house fire. On the website there is on the which page is it? On the videos page, there is a story of a little girl from Guyana who was pulled from a house fire, hers and her two brothers. And this child had 60% burns down the front of her body. She was taken to hospital. The doctors thought she was going to die, and they didn't hold out any real hope in accordance to medical possibilities. Someone in the town knew a fireburn doctor and called the burn through, even though it was called through late. So we couldn't guarantee what would happen. It was 3.5 hours too late. But still, she immediately had no pain. She regrew skin. And if you see the photographs on fireburndoctor.com, even the pigment returned. And this, otherwise, she would have either died or been disfigured, 60% of her body. There's no other show in town for burns. And it's also an invitation for burn clinics, burn staff to come learn these tools. It's not supposed to be either or. It's supposed to be in tandem with the medical first responders. We want firefighters to have this number. We want paramedics to have this number. We want everybody to have this number and realize it's a phenomenal rescue. And let's all work together rather than be adversaries or compete. It's not about competing. And that this is a free service and always will be. Nobody really cares about the dollar here. This is about stopping the suffering and dying and disfigurement of burns, period, and the public to see and know proof.
What wonderful work that your team and the fire doctor's team is doing. Thank you so much, Allie. Now, when someone calls, two things. When someone calls into the call-in 818 number, what information should they have handy to give the emergency response team?
Well, they give their name, their date of birth, their place of birth, or they SMS a picture of the person needing help. Now, say it's George's mother is in Florida, and he hears about she's just been burned, and he has a photograph of her. She might not have a phone. He can take a photograph of that picture and SMS it through to Fireburn Doctor and leave a telephone number to be called back, because the clerk at Fireburn Doctor will call the person who called back to verify its correct data. But a photograph, in the event of emergency, say like 9/11, with all the people that were burned in that horrific scenario, most people didn't know who those people coming out of that building were, and with burns. Nobody didn't know them. But had they had Fireburn Doctor, they could have just taken a headshot of the burn victim and sent it through within minutes. The optimum guaranteed result is do it within the first 30 minutes, preferably right away after the burn accident has occurred. After 30 minutes, we don't know, because the mind is kicking in all kinds of adverse reactions to the burn, which blocks that. So we urge people to call immediately any burn accident, they know of any burn accident, and the clerk will call them back. But it's 24 hours, and it always will be 24 hours so long as there's phones on this planet. So do it. You, on the way to the hospital, if you still want to do the conventional treatment, that's fine. But while you're in the ambulance, just do it. Okay.
Okay. So the sooner, the better.
Absolutely.
And then, Allie, can you speak a little bit more on the other maybe conditions that the SDI would work for other than burns?
Well, that would, you know, if you've got another 6 hours, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people and animals taken care of with this technology over 13 years. And I've seen HIV viral load wiped out, tested in UPS laboratories before and after, mainstream American laboratories on the viral load. And medical can do nothing for virus, not even the common cold. It's a reboot of the original settings that's in any living organism. Every living organism has this blueprint of original settings, which in essentially is perfect, and it's the return point of the immunity. It's the return point of the homeostasis, the ultimate unimpaired homeostasis. This application's unlimited in all human health. I've seen this on a child with birth defects that where she was retarded. I've seen it apparently retarded. I've seen it on ADHD. I've seen it on cancer. I've seen it on myriad things. As far as I know, the only thing it's unable to do anything for is someone who consciously wants to die. And that would be a usurping of free will, which is something that Fireburn Doctor would never do. It's always got to be in alignment with free will. Hence, when people phone in, they're asking for help, so that's in alignment with that free will. People who go to him individually as clients with some kind of crisis or want to learn it as a student, there is a website called psproof.com, but it's when you go on the FireburnDoctor.com website, you'll see that other website for people more interested in their personal crisis or their own existential needs. There is a contact to the team that work with him in Europe, and you can take it from there. But it's Like I say, I would need hours to brief you on all the things I've seen, and not least me, arthritis wiped out of my body. I was arthritic all down my left side, gone. I had duodenal peptic ulcerations, diverticulitis from eating garbage all my life, gone. I used to smoke 60 a day, gone. I used to look like I was 70 years old at 39, and I was a toxic waste dump, gone. So it reverses the self-destructive consciousness that we all have, and it's in the collective consciousness that is part of what's killing our planet. And so individuals who want to stop being part of that problem stampede to him. They make it their business. But that's not why I'm on radio show today. It's that we need to wipe out the scourge of burns. There are millions of people who die of burns every year, and mostly children. And we're in the holiday period now with Christmas trees and lights. There are burn accidents at Christmas time. Mostly children. Terrible. So we're in the exact right period to give this out to the mothers, to the family people, and have that ready just in case grandma burns herself on the oven, or a child, something worse.
Ali, this is Bobby again. Thank you for all this great information. And yes, we can possibly have you on again, because I know that the Dr. Byrne also treats people for other problems, other medical issues, other serious, serious diseases. And so we can talk about that maybe next time. But we're winding down right now. So if you could give us your contact information, read it slowly, phone number, everything, and then take a minute or two of last-minute thoughts to inspire and motivate our people to take care of themselves better in so far as all the work that you do. Go right ahead.
Okay, so that emergency 24-hour number, and stick in your cell phones right now, is 001-818-332-6445. The website is fireburndoctor.com. That's FireBurnDoctor.com. And anybody who would like to contact me, then if that's okay with Bobby or Divine, then mind someone wanting to contact me. I would love it if Gary Null or Guy McPherson, other people on the PRN network, wanted to give a broadcast also. That would be fantastic.
Okay, well,
and maybe Michio Kaku, because he's a reductionist science, and this is science using the experiment only. Proofs do them more talking than theory. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, any one half minute or minute of just inspiration, motivation to our listeners to take in this information and what they can do? You've told them all pretty much, but just about the importance of this.
The importance is that you could be saving the life of a child, a loved one, a stranger, by having this number in your phone, by it being a first responder in an emergency situation in your own home, at work, out on the streets, on the highway. You could be saving a life by deploying this within the first 30 minutes of any burn accident or any thermal incident. It also works on acid burns. It works on severe sunburn, though people who just lay out there and just for vanity, perhaps they ought not call, but children often get burned in the sun. In any thermal accident, it's your best friend, and it'll always be free.
Ali, one more time, slowly, that emergency number, and I'm asking my listeners to take this down. You never know when you might need it. I take it down. I've got it. So everyone take this number down. Ali, slowly, please.
Okay. From anywhere in the world, 001-818-332-6445. That's 818-332-6445. Fireburndoctor.com. Do watch the film Rush, montage of public members who've tested this already, giving their real names.
It's a great film. We need to get that film out to more people in different ways, whether it's social media or otherwise. In fact, it would be wonderful if we could have you show that film. You be in person to answer questions at some kind of a get-together. Please, Ollie, stay in touch with me. Let me know what you're doing and how little ways that I can help you through the media, radio, et cetera. So stay in touch with me, please, because I have
yes, of course.
I can't remember to call it. Okay?
And Divine. She's delightful.
Oh, she's great. She's great. I love her.
Thank you, Ollie. Thank you for such awesome information and the beautiful work that the Fire Doctor and the Fire Doctor team, you and the team, are doing. Much appreciated. Thank you. Thank
you. Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll stay in touch. You've been wonderful.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Bye. Wow, Divine. Pretty good, huh?
I know. Unbelievable, right? That these...
Yes.
And, you know, the world needs to know more about them. So I'm on the team, Bobby. If anything... you know, that I can help to spread the word through social media and, you know, through the forums that I have the privilege of serving, I definitely will share this information with them. It runs right in line with the mind-body-spirit connection that Let's Create a Better World is all about. Bobby, are you still there with us? Maybe I got disconnected.
Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Oh, there you are.
Okay, this is Bobby. Okay,
so plant-based diet. How wonderful, how it falls right in line with the mind-body connection, you know, message and spirit connection that Let's Create a Better World is sharing with the world.
Right, very good. Okay, let me go first on this, and then Divine's going to talk about depression, stress, and things that we can do to avoid all that, and but let me take a few minutes quickly to talk about a plant-based diet, the right foods to eat, what not to eat. First of all, drinking. I know people celebrate, but just drink in moderation. You can go to a party, a New Year's Eve, a Christmas party, and just drink a little. You don't have to overboard and go crazy, because then what are you going to do about driving home and just taking care of yourself? Too much drinking is not good, period. I don't drink at all. I mean, I may have a sip during the holiday season, but I saw my father was an alcoholic. I saw my brother was in gangs and in trouble and taking drugs and smoking marijuana. And that did, the crowd that he was in wasn't good. And my father drank so much that he disturbed our house and had to go to jail a few times. And they lost a job. We had to move again. So I had a tough time, but my mother cried to me and said, Bobby, please don't ever be like your mother, or like your father or your brother. I said, Mom, I see them every day. You think I want to be like that? And I went good. I was lucky. But the point is, drinking, smoking, drugs, cut back or eliminate totally right now. As far as food, you don't want to have too much junk, too much fast food, too much food with sugar in it. You don't want to have white processed food. Hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza, those are all bad. People that eat that way die much younger than they should, believe it or not. Sometime in the show, we're going to get deeper into that on this show. But also, you want to keep your head straight and you want to eat a plant-based diet. What is a plant-based diet? It is plants are from the ground and from trees. Jack LaLanne once said he would eat only from that, not from a man-made food. Because man-made food has chemicals, junk, they put all kinds of things into it, and now genetically engineered foods are things are coming into all of our foods all over the world, and people are getting sicker and sicker. It's pretty bad. The food industry is terrible, but there is a movement, there are changes, and we talk about that on this show, on a thing called change. We see a lot of changes that are happening underneath the surface of all the shootings and all the disasters that have been going on the last few weeks and months, but it's going to change, and I have some predictions on that, which I'll bring to you the next show from some top-notch people as to how and why they think this is going to stop. We'll do that when we have Veronica Gabrielle on next week. She's on every Monday, on every first Monday of the month, talking about change, talking about meditation, talking about spiritual work, how you can live better, and she is wonderful. So you want to eat more healthy foods, vegetables, fruits. You want to have more juices. Get them from, you don't have to get, if you can't go to the store or you can't afford, you think it's too expensive to go get a juicer and to get fresh organic vegetables and fruits, you can buy a can of powder. Gary Noel, for example, and through me, you can buy one. I'll give you a discount. You can buy a can of green powder, which has in it wheatgrass. It has in it things from the ocean like chlorella, dulse, spirulina. You can. It also has great vegetables. You can get a red juice that Gary has. These all come in. He sells them for between $80 and $120 a can, but they're really good. And I can sell them for a lot less. So the next one is the red one, berries. Berries are all important fruits. They heal you. Pomegranate, cherries, blackberries, every kind of berry you can think of, and anything red or fruity. Then the third one is cruciferous, raw sprouted vegetables, cruciferous vegetables. Those are extremely healthy. I can tell you more about that, and I'm going to give you my number right now. Take this number down. You can call me to consult and discuss this. You can discuss how you can help your friends. Any problems you have, I have people calling me from this show. So take this number down, 323-770-1925. Divine and I will be on every week between now and the New Year's to not only with ourselves, but along with guests, great guests to talk about this. So we'll have three ways, myself, Divine, and our guests to talk about the different aspects of preparing and living during the holidays, which is the crazy season. Divine, your thoughts and your words.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you, Bobby. Each day we should eat a healthy diet. Next to breathing, eating is our most vital bodily function. So to create a healthy body and mind, our food must be nourishing, you know, and ideally nutrition comes from consuming a variety of foods that are appropriately prepared and eaten with awareness. So definitely eat every day a healthy diet. Along with your diet, some other pointers to get us through this sometimes hectic holiday season is to take time each day to quiet your mind and meditate. Meditation is one of the most powerful tools for restoring balance to our mind and body. In meditation, you experience a state of restful awareness in which the body is resting deeply while your mind is awake through the quietude. And when we take this time out to meditate, you know, and it doesn't have to be hours of meditation. It could be 5-10 minute intervals of meditation. What happens is it starts to become incorporated in our everyday life. That small period of time that we spend in meditation allows the body, the mind-body-spirit connection to operate at a more optimal, quiet pace. Another thing that one can do to get through the holidays, or any time, but specifically during a stressful time that the holidays sometimes create, is to engage in daily exercise. You know, regular exercise offers incredible benefits for your body, mind, and your spirit. So we have, you know, right eating, meditating, engaging in exercise, and also take time for your sleep. Do not deprive yourself of sleep with all the parties and everything traveling that may go on and all the preparation. Make sure that you're getting your proper sleep. Restful sleep is essential. It's an essential key to having health and vital energy. So when we're well rested, we can deal with stressful situations more calmly. So just a couple of pointers for the holiday season coming up that we're entering into.
That's great. I'm going to give my number out, and I want you to give yours out, too. If people would like to know more about what we're talking about and more ideas and more questions, feel free to call me or Divine. First of all, my number is 323-770-1925. We're going to go, Divine and I are going to go another three minutes or so, and then we're going to wrap the show up slowly but surely. And at the end of the song, at the end of the show, we'll have that song that we had at the beginning by Johnny Mathis. So be sure to stay for that. And next week we're going to have on Veronica Gabriel, the first Wednesday of every month. She talks. She'll be about change, about how she and her mother never get stressed or upset when her mother's passed away, of course. And then how we're also going to talk with her about her with Divine. We're going to talk really get deep into what Divine just said, how we can keep ourselves mentally from getting depressed, stressed, and all the negative things that happen. Divine, give your information, and then I want to start to wrap the show up. Your phone number.
Yes, absolutely. One may reach me via phone at 310-714-9704. So that's 310-714-9704. And my website is divineblessings.one. Divineblessings.one. Two other important things, Bobby, I want to mention in getting through this holiday season is to definitely cultivate loving relationships. You know, first of all, loving ourselves. Research shows that a good social support network has numerous physical and mental health benefits. So it can keep us from feeling lonely and isolated during this, you know, high pressure season, as well as enjoy a good belly laugh at least once a day. Find something to laugh about. You know, in yoga, there's something called, what is it called? Laughing yoga. And people just sit in the room and they just force themselves to laugh. And it's very, very therapeutic to rejuvenate ourselves and our blood vessels and everything. So remember, cultivate loving relationships and enjoy a good belly laugh at least once a day.
And I like what you said, and I really believe that you start with loving yourself before you do anything else, because if you love yourself, you can learn to love many other things, including other people, family, friends. But love yourself is so, so important. I'm going to get my number again, a second time here. It's 323-770-1925. Okay, let's wrap the show up. I want to tell you about the next few weeks. First of all, next week, Veronica, Divine, we have Veronica on to talk about change. And she's going to talk about what I said a while ago about how she never gets upset, stressed, or depressed. And she's so good at that and learned it from her mother. And then the following week, we're going to have Jan on to talk about, Divine, talk about sleep and a number of things.
The Bichel method, breathing method, correct breathing, and how that can help alleviate many medical challenges that one may have.
Right. And on the 13th of December, we're going to have on, that'll be the 13th, Jan, next week, or 2 weeks from now. And 3 weeks from now, on the 20th, we're going to have David Serio. He learned from Dr. Bob Marshall, who passed away a year ago, but David's doing a lot of the great work with cleansing, all-around health. He is really, really good. I met with him several times, seen his work, and I've seen how he cleanses people tremendously. We've had a few great world-class cleansers on. He's one of them. So that's what we got for that. Now, let me start to thank people. We're going to end early so we can have that song on more at the end of the show. First of all, I want to thank Divine Aubrey, our co-host. Divine, you're doing super work. You really are, and I am blessed to have you. I also want to thank the listeners. I'm blessed to have the listeners. We have steady people that listen to our show, and it's a privilege and an honor. It's out of our hearts with lots of love to give this show and to get the best topics, the best guests, and we work at it. Believe me, you have some great shows we've had and are going to continue to have. And then I want to thank our crew that does PRN, our producer, Stuart Hassel, our associate producers, Lydia and Greg, and I want to thank our guest today, the Fireburn Lady, Allison McDermott. We might have her on again to talk about other things that the doctor does. He doesn't just do fires, he burns, he does other activities. So that's it for the show. We're going to have the song on. Any last quick word, Divine, from you?
I'd just like to say thank you, Bobby, for creating Let's Create a Better World and for being an awesome host for Let's Create a Better World.
Thank you. I'm honored to have you and just have our guests, and we work at this, and I'm just happy to work. You're just wonderful. Okay, we're ready for the song.
Love knows no climb. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking